Fishing for fun in salt water might have consequences that few people consider. I'm Richard Hoops for Earthwatch Radio. More and more people are saying that the oceans are in trouble and that we need to act quickly to protect marine fisheries. Scientists say some species of fish are over-harvested by commercial operations, but they say recreational fishing also has a serious impact. Felicia Coleman is a biologist at Florida State University. She wrote an article for the journal Science about the impact of recreational fishing on some saltwater species that have been listed as overexploited. Coleman says the problems do not involve the conduct of individuals who go fishing. They involve rules for fishery management that she says are outdated.
This is not saying that recreational fishermen are bad. They're following the rules. Every fishing group I've ever talked to or been involved with has a strong conservation ethic. But if the rules aren't right, then it doesn't matter if you're obeying them or not, if they're not designed to actually limit the cumulative effect of fishing.
Coleman says most people obey established limits for the size and number of fish they can take home. But she says these rules do not address a more serious issue, the total number of people who are fishing and the total number of fish that they take out of the water.
Probably at the time people started using, the government started using bag limits and size limits, they seemed like reasonable sorts of management techniques. But at the level that fishing goes on now, they're just simply not adequate at all.
Coleman says the government managers who oversee some saltwater fisheries might need to think of ways to limit overall fishing effort. That might mean limiting the number of people who can fish during a year, or it might mean limiting the number of fish from any particular species that they can keep. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Gaylord Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.